Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 31st, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Jamf. Yesterday was earnings day for Apple, with the company reporting its results for the fiscal third quarter of 2019. For the quarter, Apple had forecast revenue between $52.5 billion and $54.5 billion, and it landed right in the middle of that guidance. For the third quarter of 2019, Apple reported revenue of $53.8 billion with a profit of just over $10 billion. During the same quarter last year, Apple reported revenue of $53.3 billion and profit of $11.5 billion. Perhaps most notably, this marks the first quarter in 7 years that non-iPhone revenue exceeded iPhone revenue. This means that the revenue Apple generated from iPad, Mac, services, and its broad home, wearables, and accessories category outpaced the revenue generated from the iPhone. The iPhone, of course, was still number one, with Apple reporting just under $26 billion in revenue from that business. It was also another record quarter for services, which hit $11.46 billion in revenue. The iPad and Mac were neck and neck, with the Mac generating $5.82 billion and the iPad just over $5 billion. Last but not least, the wearables, home, and accessories category, which includes Apple Watch, AirPods, Beats, and more, generated $5.53 billion in revenue. So far, investors seem pleased with Apple's earnings, with the stock up 4% following yesterday's release. As usual, Apple's earnings call with investors and analysts provided a few interesting tidbits of information. Perhaps most notably, Tim Cook confirmed during the earnings call that Apple will begin the rollout of Apple Card sometime in August. This confirms a Bloomberg report from last week, which had suggested that Apple would launch Apple Card during the first half of August. Cook said on the call that Apple Card is currently in beta testing with thousands of Apple employees. Those employees are likely testing it with iOS 12.4, which includes much of the groundwork needed for the Goldman Sachs-based card. Additionally, Cook offered some interesting commentary on Apple Pay growth. Apple Pay is now completing nearly 1 billion transactions per month, which is nearly double the number of transactions Apple reported in the same quarter last year. Furthermore, during the June quarter, Apple rolled out Apple Pay to 17 new countries, which completes its coverage of the European Union. It also brings the total number of Apple Pay markets to 47. In terms of growth, Tim Cook said that Apple Pay is now adding more new users than PayPal, and growing faster in terms of monthly transaction volume. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Jamf. This month on 9 to 5 Mac, we launched a new series called Apple at Work, brought to you by Jamf. Apple at Work explores device management, IT security, Apple products in a mixed device environment, and more. That's why Jamf is the perfect fit for the new series. Trying to configure devices without a mobile device management solution can take a surprising amount of time and effort. With Jamf, you can check your digital inventory, distribute Wi-Fi and email settings, deploy, and more from anywhere. Jamf helps you manage your devices so you can focus on your business or school instead. Go to jamf.com/9to5mac to learn more. Also on the call yesterday, Tim Cook discussed Apple's manufacturing plans in regards to the new Mac Pro. As a refresher, it was reported last week that Apple had asked the United States government for an exemption on tariffs for their new Mac Pro components and accessories made in China. The Wall Street Journal had previously reported that Apple signed a deal with Chinese manufacturer Quanta to assemble the new Mac Pro. Shortly after the report on Apple's request for tariff exemptions, President Trump took to Twitter to say that Apple would not be granted any such waivers, calling on the company to build the Mac Pro in the United States instead. Of note, the 2013 Trashcan Mac Pro was assembled in Texas, but reports have stated that Apple had a challenging time doing so. On Apple's earnings call yesterday, Cook said that Apple wants to continue making the Mac Pro in the United States and is working and investing in the capacity to do so. The Apple CEO didn't go into specifics, and his quote is inherently vague and affords Apple a lot of wiggle room as to what exactly its manufacturing plans are for the new Mac Pro. Rounding out our coverage of Apple's Q3 earnings, Cook offered additional commentary on Apple's $1 billion acquisition of Intel's smartphone modem business. Cook said that Apple's deal with Intel is now the second largest acquisition Apple has made by dollar value, second only to the Beats deal at $3 billion. In terms of talent, however, Intel is now Apple's largest deal, as 2,200 Intel employees will join Apple through the acquisition. Furthermore, Cook added that Apple sees this as an opportunity to expedite its development for future products, as well as a way to own and control the primary technologies behind the products it makes. These comments from Tim Cook are a clear hint at Apple's plans to develop its own modem technology, which has been reported several times. This also isn't the first time Cook has acknowledged Apple's goal of making all key iPhone components in-house, something we can already see taking place with Apple's A-series processors. We'll drop a link to our full coverage of Apple's Q3 earnings report in the show notes below. Last but not least, Vizio today has started rolling out AirPlay 2 streaming and HomeKit integration to its SmartCast televisions. Once updated, your Vizio TV will show up as an AirPlay target across nearby iOS and macOS devices, allowing you to easily beam photos, music, and videos to the TV screen. As of iOS 12.3, the Apple TV app can stream to a TV in up to 4K resolution with Dolby Vision HDR. HomeKit integration means that Apple customers can add their TV to their Apple Home configuration and control it remotely. This includes things like turning the TV on and off, adjusting its volume, and changing the active input. The over-the-air SmartCast 3.0 software update is being released for all Vizio TVs as far back as 2016. Vizio says the rollout is starting today and will come to new and existing SmartCast TVs over the next several months. Vizio TVs will also eventually get the Apple TV app, but it's unclear at this point when that might happen. That wraps up another episode of 9-to-5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Jamf for sponsoring today's episode. Read all of those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to check back tomorrow for a new episode of 9-to-5 Mac Daily.